Thank you for your talk. Do you think it's ethical for poor countries to benefit from asteroid mining without any contribution? They should get in the profits for doing nothing? Do you think it's morally correct?
No, not necessarily. But I think it would be good to then, you know, to ensure that people, that other countries are involved in some way. So maybe they'll have to make a financial contribution to asteroid mining if they want to reap the benefits of it. But then that's kind of a really huge geopolitical question as well, which is we're probably in the situation where at some point we're going to run out of various rare earth metals and we will have to mine asteroids, but then who has ownership of it? And will we have treaties that then kind of say, well, you can mine, you know, these countries can pay for and mine for these sections and things like that. So there's probably a lot more international regulatory regulations that need to be implemented for this.
But because treaties fail, who do you think is the best organism to govern the incoming conflicts with asteroid mining?
I think that remains to be seen. Because it's very much in development. So Japan has sent a spacecraft to go and analyse, do the preliminary analysis, and the OSIRIS-REx mission isn't really going to be complete until 2023. And so in that time, obviously there's going to be a whole bunch of other developments and other spacecraft that are sent out, but all of that preliminary information that we would need will be collected over the next 5 to 8 years. So perhaps in that time we will have introduced all of these, hopefully, treaties and regulations about asteroid mining. But I think that also a lot of this will probably be done privately. There'll be a lot of private mining.